Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Hi there. Time for a new episode of our radio series, Crossroads Generation.
We're standing at the crossroads. We're looking for our way. Crossroads Generation. Our future starts today.
So much has been happening lately in the lives of our young heroes that I almost don't know where to start. There is 19-year-old Dan, who's finally found a new job.
Ladies' bags, beautifulest ladybugs, new ladies' handbags, everyone unique.
I like the mix of colors and the texture. Mm. In fact, I've never seen one of these before. What are they made of?
A good salesman never reveals his secrets.
But Dan was selling his bags on the streets illegally, and he ended up having to run away from the city police. 18-year-old Mercy is closely linked to Dan. He is the father of her daughter, Linda. But Dan didn't take responsibility when Linda was born, so Mercy cut him out of their lives. The fact that she has a child has created problems between her and her boyfriend, Nikki. But lately, Nikki seems to have made his peace with that.
I just said I want to marry you. Please, think about it, Mercy, okay?
Mercy is at university studying journalism, as are her friends Tina and Trudy. The last we heard of Trudy, someone had sneaked into her room under cover of darkness.
Where is the material? You know what I'm talking about? Don't move, just tell me.
I swear, I don't.
I said don't move.
What happened? Let's start right away to find out. This 20th episode is entitled Gone.
Come on. Come on, pick up. Pick up the phone.
Hello?
Mukaraba. Boss. Finally. I need your help.
Is it done? Did you get the material?
No.
Then why are you calling me?
Listen, Mukaraba. Something went terribly wrong. The girl is dead.
What? What happened?
She didn't want to give me anything. She said she had no material. But then she moved and I panicked and...
You idiot!
It was an accident. I thought she was about to run for help. And you told me to do whatever it takes.
All right. Where are you now?
I'm in the car, next to the university building.
Listen, get the hell away from there. Drive, now!
Yes.
And don't call me on this line again. Do you hear?
Yes.
I'll find a way to get in touch.
Okay.
The city police seem to be everywhere. Dan, you really have to watch out. Oops!
Hey, you! Watch where you're going, young man!
I'm sorry, madam.
Where are you rushing to anyway? There are other people using the streets here, boy.
I am sorry. I really didn't mean to bump into you.
And what are those bags you're carrying? Did you steal them from someone?
No, madam. Absolutely not. Actually, I sell them on the streets. I am not a thief.
So why are you running around all scared like that?
It's a long story, but I swear to you, those bags are mine. I made them myself.
Really? Can I have a look at the yellow one here?
No problem.
They look really nice. What are they made of?
I use discarded plastic bags, and then I knit them.
Are you serious? You mean these cute little handbags are made from plastic bags? From waste?
Yes, but of course, they are all clean now.
I'll take 3. How much are they?
50 each.
Okay.
Thanks. Here are your handbags.
Wow. My friends are going to be so jealous. You know what? These are way too good to be sold on the streets like this, running away from the police. What's your name?
Dan Kanyama.
Well, Dan, I am Mrs. Jumbe. I would very much like to discuss business with you. Here's my card.
Wow. Thanks. You said Jumbe?
Yes, why?
Oh, nothing. Just that I used to go to school with a boy called Nikki Jumbe.
You know Nikki?
Yes. Are you...
He's my son. What a coincidence. Who knew that I would bump into Nikki's friend? I'm just about to go and meet him. Should I tell him to call you?
Oh, well, we weren't really the best of friends. Anyway, it was good meeting you, Mama Nikki. I have to go now.
Hey, call me, okay?
Thanks for picking me up from the health clinic, Nikki. And I bet your mom is happy too that she doesn't have to walk home with all her shopping bags.
Nikki, park close to the front door so your dad doesn't have to walk too far.
Mom, Dad's supposed to walk and exercise. That's what everybody's been telling him.
Stop being dramatic, my wife. I'm fine. I may have diabetes, but I do still have 2 feet.
Okay, we're here. If you don't need anything else, I think I'll go back to the university tonight.
Stop sulking, Nikki. Is it still because of that girl? I'm just looking out for you. I don't want you to do something you'll regret in future.
You still treat me like an 8-year-old.
Come on, Nikki. Use your brain. She has another man's child.
Mercy's daughter's name is Linda. And for your information, her real dad, that idiot Dan, walked out on her.
Dan? Dan Kanyama?
That's right. He left her. But I'm going to be there for both of them. Linda will be part of our family when Mercy and I get married.
What? What?
That's right. You heard me. I'm going to marry Mercy and there's nothing you can do about it. I've already asked her.
Are you out of your mind?
No, Mom. I'm perfectly fine.
All right. That's enough, both of you. Nikki, have you thought about this? This is a huge responsibility.
I know what I'm doing, Dad.
Oh, I can't listen to this nonsense any longer.
Thanks for helping me do the shopping, Mercy.
No problem, Mom. So, tell me, when is my little sister Joy coming to live with you?
I have an appointment with social services tomorrow, and then we'll see.
That sounds good.
Mercy, there's something I need to talk to you about.
Yes?
I don't know how to tell you this, but with Joy coming here, I just don't know how I can handle both her and Linda. It'll be too much. With your 2 brothers around as well.
I know. I've been thinking about that too. But we might be able to find a solution. Maybe when... if Nikki and I...
Are you saying you've been thinking about his proposal?
I think about it all the time. I'm so confused, Mom. I don't know what to do.
Do you want to marry him?
His mother really doesn't like me.
But you're marrying Nikki, not his mother.
You're right. Sorry, I have to take this.
Sure.
Hello?
Mercy, it's Tina.
Hi, Tina. What's up? You sound so serious.
Something has happened to Trudy.
What? What happened?
Oh, Mercy.
Tell me, what happened? Is she okay?
No, she's not okay. Mercy. I don't know how to say this.
What?
Can you come here?
Tina, please. What's wrong?
She...
What?
She's dead.
No. No, I don't believe it. Please tell me she's okay.
Mercy, Trudy's gone.
Please. No, you're lying. Trudy's not dead. She can't be dead.
Mercy.
She can't be dead.
Mercy, please. Come here so that you can talk. There's something else you need to know.
No, she can't be dead.
Mercy.
No.
Mercy.
And with that sad news, we end today's episode of Crossroads Generation. What else does Tina want to tell Mercy? Maybe her latest video diary will give us a clue. You'll find it at dw.de/LBE. You can also follow us on Facebook. Bye for now.